الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت السنة الاعتكاف. Respected brothers, whenever you have the opportunity of entering the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, try and enter in the sunnat way with the right foot, and as well as reciting the dua for entering the masjid, if you recite the dua for nafli i'tikaf, the beauty of this will be that for the entire time that you remain in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, angels will continue to write good deeds in your book of deeds. There are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا فرمانے علی شان ہے کہ جو مجھ پر درود پاک پڑھنا بھول گیا وہ جنت کا رستہ بھول گیا. کہ the one who forgets to recite درود upon me forgets the way to Jannah. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The organs of the body are very very important when it comes to earning reward or committing sins. Gradually, we have realized, for example, that this piece of flesh caged between our teeth, we need to control this. We can't simply say whatever we want because there will be consequences for it. And we know that if we lie, backbite, and we swear, we will be held accountable for it. We also know that if we do good things with this tongue, we keep it moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, we use it to recite Durood e Pak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will be rewarded for this. There is no doubt about it. But there's one organ of the body, ek us jism ka aisa hai, ki we've not quite developed the mindset of how powerful this organ of the body is. Hamare zehen mein ye baat abhi tak nahi baithi ki ye Allah Taala ki aisi ek ne'mat hai jisse insaan jannati bhi ban sakta hai aur jahannam ki aag mein bhi gir sakta hai. It's a very very important organ. Our lives depend on it from the moment we wake up to when we go to sleep. It's so amazing, pyare Islami bhaiyo, the best computer in the world can't match it. The best camera in the world can't match it. Scientists are baffled by how amazing it is. This gift of the eye that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, it is truly amazing. Within a split second, I can assess something in the distance. I can tell you what color it is, what texture it is, and what it's made of, all in the blinking of an eye. This is how amazing this organ is. But in exactly the same way that we had to control this piece of flesh between our teeth, the eye was something that we had to control. We had to learn to control and use it for good things. And we had to control and ensure that we did not look or do anything with this eye that Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbidden. But today, we don't even think about what we look at. Let me start with the ayah mubarakah of the Quran Kareem, Tarjumah Kanzul Iman. Command the Muslim men to keep their gaze low. And today, despite the clear order of the Quran, despite hadith mubarakah after hadith mubarakah on the power of this eye, we are ignorant to it. As soon as we have an opportunity to look at something. The shaitan whispers in our ears and we can't stop ourselves. Humse reha nahi jata. And then we make fun and mockery. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka farmane ali shan hai, ke bila qasad, if accidentally, you look at a non-mahram, and then somebody immediately looks away through the fear of Allah azza wa jal, hadith mubarak ka mafhoom hai, Allah azza wa jal will strengthen his iman and give him pleasure in worship and comfort in prostration. Aaj kitne bande hain, kitne islami bhai hain jo ye complain karte hain ke namaz to hum padhte hain lekin namaz mein maza nahi aata, namaz mein galat khayal aate hain. I get all sorts of thoughts when I'm reading namaz. Aur kuch to ye bhi kehte hain ke I don't read namaz nauzubillah min zalik because I get bad thoughts during it. Lekin let's pause there and think about it for a moment. Have you spent your day protecting your eyes? So you got up for your Fajr Salah, you went to the masjid and you prayed it. You came back and you read the Quran. You did the didar of the Kaaba. You looked at the Mita Madina, Gumbad-e-Khazra. You looked at the beautiful your face of your parents. Waldein ke chehre ka didar kiya. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki hadith mubarakah hai ke you get the thawab of a qabool hajj for doing that. You did that. You set out for work. You're fearing Allah azza wa jal. You sit down at your desk or your workstation and you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You keep your eyes protected. You keep the tasawwur of Gumbad-e-Khazra in your eyes. Then you stand up for Zohar Salah. To phir pyare Islam mein Makkah aur Madina ke khayal hi aayenge na. Lekin what do? We get up in the morning. Namazon ka pata hi nahi hai. Straight away we flick on the television, let's catch up on the news. Aur tu se news sunke. Nashta half eaten, dua bhi nahi, sunnat tareeka bhi nahi. Waldain se baat nahi, straight out to the door. Bad nigahi raste mein jaate hue, you see women, you can't keep your eyes away. You get to your desk, then at 1 o'clock you stand in salah. And if then you complain, pyare Islami bhaiyo, ke namaz mein galat khayal aate hain, then you are a fool. Khayal to wahi aane the jo aapne kiya hai. If you expect Makkah and Medina to be in your tasawwur, in your namaz, but you spend your days without protecting your eyes, then it's fooling oneself. What we have to do is protect our eyes. Because the important thing is this. Our mind, our intellect evolves around what we feed it. Nobody walks off towards zina, just out of the blue. What happens is there's a gradual process. Now the first stage of that process is the eyes. Insan buri cheez dekhega, uske dil mein khayal paida honge. Ek lust, ek shahwat paida hogi. The desires will grow in his heart. The more he looks at the wrong thing, the stronger the desires become. To the extent that ulama ikram farmate, then he builds up the courage to act upon what the shaitan is saying. Or pir, he will text that person. He will write the Facebook messages. He will write the Twitter messages. He will make the phone calls. He will then start to think, I've got to meet this person. He starts to go on dates. Or badi ka silsa nikal padta hai. Lekin where did it start from? It started from that badnigahi that happened first. The badnigahi, the looking at the wrong thing, produced the desires in the heart. And the desire became so strong that you couldn't control it. So the first process in cleaning yourself is to protect these eyes. If you are drawn to the streets, if you're drawn to the marketplace, kyunki ek tabka aisa hai, jo badnigahi, live by badnigahi. If they don't look at the wrong thing, unko chain nahi milta. Why? Because ek aadat ban gayi hai. So they'll go into the marketplaces looking for this thing. agar wahan se unki aag puri na ho, then they'll go onto the TV and the sea. Or they'll go onto the internet and they'll fulfill their lust and their desires through this means. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi farmate, it is a grave sin, as sometimes just one look can destroy and kill a person's heart. Hum kehte hain na ek nazar dekh liya hai, aur baaz to itne bebaak hote hain ki wo kehte hain pehli nazar to maaf hai. Astaghfirullah alazim. Kyunki hadith mubarakah ka nauz billah min zalik mazak ura rahe hain. Hadith mubarakah mein likha tha, qasadan, accidentally, if your eye lands on a non-mahram and you look away for the sake of Allah, that first sight is forgiven. Not that you keep your eyes fixed there and you start to look at these women. And then, strong words, I know. Lekin daawat islami ka kaam hi yahi ki hamare andar ka chor pakadti hai. Aap ye batayein, when you look at a woman, a non-mahram, what are you looking at? And then think about this. Agar aapki maa ya behen ja rahi hai aur aap ki koi aapko pata chale ki aapki maa behen ko usi nazar se dekh raha hai, to aap pe kya guzregi? Your ghairat, your jazba will come out. You will have anger. But why, if you were doing exactly the same thing? Ye soch to us waqt aani chahiye thi, pyare Islami bhaiyo, when we were looking at the wrong thing. What if somebody looks at my mother like this? Or my daughter like this? Would I like it? Woh bhi to kisi ki beti hai. Woh bhi to kisi ki behen hai. Musliman ka to ye kaam tha, ki jo apne liye pasand kare, woh apne momin bhai ke liye pasand kare. You don't like anybody looking at your mother, your sister, your daughter. So why are we going into the marketplaces and committing this very sin? It's time to think. We claim that we are pious, yet our eyes wander so blindly that pata hi nahi chalta ke kitni ek chakkar bazaar ka lagaye aur pata nahi kitne gunahon ke boriyan bhar ke le aaye sirf is badnigahi ki wajah se. The sahaba ikram, amazing people. The Muslims conquer Baitul Maqdis. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala is the leader of the Muslim army. The Christians who were there at the time, they devise a plot. And they say that these Muslims are too strong. We cannot defeat them. We need to think of something else to try and weaken their iman, because their faith is so strong, we can't match them. So they devise a very deceptive and cunning plan. In the entrance to Baitul Muqaddas, Jerusalem, they set up a bazaar, a marketplace of all sorts of things. And then they take all their loose women, they half dress them, and they put them in that marketplace. And they wait for the Muslim army. So that when the Muslim army walks through, and they see these half naked women, they will start to look at them and their iman will go. They knew that protection of the eyes was the strength of the mu'min. Hazrat Abu Ubaid bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala walks into it and he immediately realizes what the plan is. He marches onto a tall stone and he stands there. He stands up and he reads the ayah of the Quran. كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Immediately, the Muslim army lowers their gaze at the command of Allah. They walk through that bazaar to such an extent that the historians say they did not even realize what was in that bazaar. They walked straight through. This was the great sahabas and tabi'ins at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can tell me this. Today, hum kehte hain wo zamane, aaj zamana advance ho gaya, it's very difficult these days protecting your eyes. No, pyare Islami, this tells us that this fitna was there at that time as well. They had a tough time, but they marched all over the world. One sahabi radhiyallahu ta'ala went to one country. Are you telling me that us country mein badnigahi ke manzazir nahi the? Are you telling me that everything was decent in that country? To the contrary, the books of history tell us. Okay, they used to dance around the Holy Kaaba naked. This was the people that these great people had to deal with. And yet, ek sahabi stuck to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They marched into a country. The country couldn't change them. They changed the entire country and made them the ghulams of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what you get for amal upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya pardey ke bare mein sawal jawab mein likhte hain ki Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki aadat e mubarakah thi ki Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam zyada tar nazre mubarak niche rakhte the. Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki aadat e mubarak thi ki he would listen attentively but look from the corner of his eye. This is the best of creation teaching us how to control our eyes, and yet today we don't even realize that that is a concept. Peyar Islamia, today, if we have problems, the first thing we do is we think, humse to galti ho hi nahi sakti, pata nahi ye musibat kahan se aa gayi. Lekin Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliya kehte, stop there for a minute. Ask yourself, kaun si galti maine ki hai ki ye musibat aayi hai? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Don't think, main to bada nek farizgar hu, mujh pe to musibat kahan se aayi hai? Soche. And one of the biggest reasons that we have calamities these days is because hum aankhon ki hifazat nahi kar sakte. Today, the enemies of Islam, as they did 1400 years ago, they know that the strength of your iman lies in protecting these eyes. Ek Islami bhai ka bayan hai, farmate hain ke, a friend rang me. He said, I've done something good for you. Do you know those chip boxes? Somebody was selling one. They were costing £120. I managed to get two for £160, £80 each. So I bought you one and I bought myself one. And I got a great deal. Islami bhai ko thodi samajh thi. Usne kaha ke, listen, your children are 12, 13, that sort of age. My children are young yet. But with respect, brother, you're a fool. You're going to take these unlimited TV channels on the excuse that I'm going to watch cricket. And when you go out to work, you're going to leave this fire in the hands of your children. Your daughters are going to watch things on the television that you don't know about. And then tomorrow you're going to complain why my daughter has run away from home. You are bringing fire into your house. Good luck. Put the phone down. 2 days later, the brother rings back. He says, Jazakallah khair for saving me. Saving my house and my children from this. I went back to the man and I said, I don't want these boxes. He said, you can't have your money back. I said, you keep the money and you keep the boxes. Today, somebody offers us a chip box, we think it's the best thing that ever happened to us. Us dabbe ko ghar mein rakh ke hum to kaam pe ja rahe hain, lekin kabhi socha hai ki piche bacche kya dekh rahe hain? Aur phir hum sochte hain, we're doing the 16 hours a day. Why are our children going on the wrong path? And then you ask the brother, Pyar Islam bhai, ghar mein madni channel ka? No, you go into the house and they've got all these other channels. Pyar Islam bhai, kabhi khud ijtema mein attendance ki hai? No. Ghar walon ko tarbiyat di hai? No. And then they ask, meri bachchi, she was fine till she was 16, 17. I don't know what's happened to her. She's run away from home. And now she's making allegations against me. And the police have come and arrested me and taken me to the police station to answer questions. What have I done wrong when I've worked so hard? Well, what you've done wrong is this. You put that box in your house and you give your children fire to play with. You gave them phones and unlimited internet in their bedroom to play with. You did not take them to the mahfils where they could learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You did not take them to the mahfils where they could learn the seerat of Hazrat Mai Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. You did not take them to the mahfils where they could learn the teachings of the Quran. You left them in that house and you left them alone and they looked at filth. And that's what they are acting upon. And unfortunately, बात बुरी लगेगी, लेकिन यू आर द ऑथर ऑफ योर ओन मिसफॉर्च्यून। बट इट्स टू लेट। आज वक्त है प्यारे इस्लाम भाई टू चेंज। आज वक्त है, यू गॉट टू सो व्हाट यू वांट टू रीप। हम अगर चाहते हैं कि हमारे बच्चे इस मुआशरे से बच सके, तो हम जो बदनिगाही के सामान घर में मुहैया करते हैं उनसे हमें बचना है और अपने बच्चों को बचाना है। आप अगर खुद कहें कि मैं आके टीवी के जो मर्जी चैनल देखूं लेकिन मेरे बच्चे ना देखें, इट्स नॉट गोना वर्क। अगर आप ये सोचें कि मैं खुद तो नमाज ना पढ़ूं लेकिन मेरे बच्चे नमाज पढ़ें, देन यू आर फूलिंग योरसेल्फ। अगर आप खुद तो कहें कि मैं दावत इस्लामी के इज्तमात में ना जाऊं लेकिन मेरे बच्चे जाएं, यू आर फूलिंग योरसेल्फ। अगर आप खुद समझें कि मैं सुन्नत पर अमल के जज्बा ना रखूं लेकिन मेरी बेटी बापर्दा हो, देन यू आर फूलिंग योरसेल्फ। You've got to change. और आप अगर बदलेंगे तो आहिस्ता आहिस्ता पूरा घर बदल जाएगा। आप एक चीज से शुरू कर दें। अमीर अलसुन दाऊद बरकातुल आलिया की ये बड़ी प्यारी किताब पर्दे के बारे में सवाल जवाब, इसका दर्स घर में शुरू कर दे। 5-7 मिनट का दर्स रोजाना। विद इन अ मंथ यू विल रियलाइज दैट दिस विल ब्रिंग अ मदनी इनकलाब इन टू योर हाउस। इट विल चेंज योर हाउस। एक इस्लामी भाई का बयान है कि तलाक तक नौबत पहुंची थी। ही रैंग अ ब्रदर एंड ही सेड कि आई कांट लिव विद दिस वुमन डिस्पाइट माय चिल्ड्रन, आई हैव टू गो। इस्लामी भाई ने कहा कि आपके करीब कोई इस्लामी बहनों का इज्तिमा होता है, कोई उसकी कोशिश करें। कहता मैं देखूंगा। फ्यू वीक्स लेटर रिंग्स बैक, सेज स्टिल द सेम सिचुएशन। उसने कहा कि डिड यू टेक योर द मदर ऑफ योर चिल्ड्रन टू द इज्तिमा ऑफ दावत इस्लामी सिस्टर्स? No, I didn't. He says, well, if you're not going to take the medicine, how do you expect the cure? He said, inshallah, I will do it. 6 months later, Pyari Islami, usi Islami bhai ka bayan hai, ke alhamdulillah, main bhi ijtema mein pabandi ke saath jata hoon, mere ghar wale bhi jate hain, aur alhamdulillah, ghar mein sukoon ho gaya. But we have to act. It's not going to come to us. Humne mehnat karni hai. We have to do something. We can't let the shaitan take over our children. अगर हम आंखों की हिफाजत नहीं कर सकते, तो हाउ डू वी एक्सपेक्ट आवर चिल्ड्रन टू प्रोटेक्ट देमसेल्व्स व्हेन दे राइड ऑन दी स्ट्रीट्स? ये बदनिगाही शैतान के जहर अली तीरों में से एक तीर है। इट्स एन एरो फ्रॉम द पॉइजन्ड एरोज ऑफ द शैतान। इट विल किल योर हार्ट। और फिर आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का फरमान आलीशान है, हदीस कुदसी है, हुएवर थ्रू माय फियर, अल्लाह अज़्ज़ुल सेज़, हुएवर थ्रू माय फियर रिफ्रेन्स फ्रॉम लुकिंग एट ईविल एंड रॉन्ग, I will give him such a special iman, the passion of which he will feel in his heart. आज इस्लाम भाई कहते हैं ना, नमाजें पढ़ता हूं, कोशिश करता हूं, लेकिन वो रूहानियत हासिल नहीं हो रही। One of the biggest factors is कि हमारी बदनिगाही ने हमारी रूहानियत का सत्यानाश कर दिया। It is completely destroyed our रूहानियत, क्योंकि नमाज तो पढ़ लेते हैं, लेकिन as soon as we go out onto the street, बदनिगाही की वजह से वो जो जज्बा और वो सुकून मिला था वो कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉय हो जाता है। फिर इस्लामी एक जमाना था कि इस्लामी बहने डिस्टर्ब बुरका, एंड दैट बुरका वाज नॉट अ फैशनी वन। द ओल्ड इस्लामिक ब्रदर्स विल नो, टेंट नुमा बुरका होता था। आपको इतना भी पता नहीं चलता था कि इसमें बूढ़ी माई जा रही है, जवान औरत जा रही है। व्हाट हैपेंड स्लोली In the name of modernism, tarakki, burke tight ho gaye, chadrein chali gayi. Phir ek zamana aaya, you'll all remember this, ki sirf kapde reh gaye, burke gaye, and then there was a chadar over the top. Phir ek zamana aaya, chadrein bhi chali gayi. And the society we're living in today, sirf kapde reh gaye the, aajkal kapde bhi chale gaye, aasteene chali gayi hain. और पता नहीं क्या क्या फैशन के नाम पर। अब माजर के साथ एक बात, सालन में नमक ज्यादा हो जाए तो हमारा गुस्सा और गजब नोज नो बाउंड्स, प्लेट उठा के दीवार पे फेंक दी, क्यों ज्यादा हुआ है? और जवान बच्ची आधे कपड़े पहनकर बाहर जा रही है और आपकी जरूरत नहीं बन रही कि आप उसको रोकें, हमारी गैरत कहां गई? If the first time when she was growing up, when she was 10, 11 and 12, we had taught her, ke beta, we are Muslims. This is not the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And we gradually instilled it into her. We took her to the ijtimaas of Dawat-e-Islami. She mixed with sisters from this country who were well educated, speak good English. She realized there's another way when she got to 16. Yakeen kare aisi bachiyan jo kehti hain ke abba ji main full niqab karna chahti hu, aur walidain jo qurban jaate hain ke alhamdulillah beti khud aake keh rahi hai. Lekin that didn't happen just by itself. Un walidain ne mehnat ki hai na. That's where it came from. Hazrat Ala bin Ziyad, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, he says this. When we go out in the streets, what we see. Just imagine that and then think. Hazrat Ala bin Ziyad, Rahmatullah, says, if a woman is wearing a burqa and has a chadar over it, don't even look at the chadar, because looking at the chadar can kill your iman and kill your heart. Ek islami pehen ja rahi hai burke mein, uske upar chadar hai, us chadar ki taraf bad nigahi se dekhne se dil murda ho sakta hai. What will happen to the heart with the things that we look at? The heart becomes blind. Pyare Islami bhaiyo, today we are going down a path where agar ye aankh hai na, isme just a speck of dust goes into the eye. Kitna dard hota hai. How difficult is it? We're rubbing it for 20 minutes. Islami bhaiyo kehte hain, please just help me, there's something in my eye. The one who commits the zina of the eyes and looks at that which Allah and His Habib has forbidden, then on the day of judgment, a lohe ki aag ki salahe uski aankhon mein pher di jayengi, and his eyes will be filled with the fire of hell. How are we going to cope with that? How are we going to cope? And then, Hadith Mubarakah narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, that on the day of judgment, every eye will be crying. Har aankh ro rahi hogi. Through shame and embarrassment. But that eye that protected itself for the sake and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal from non-mahrams, that eye will be blessed with seeing the jalwa of his Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. Wo aankh, jo banda jisne apni aankh ki hifazat ki hai, duniya mein apni aankh ki hifazat ki hai rab ki raza ke liye, qiyamah ke din jab sabhi nafsa nafsi ka alam hoga, apne parsine mein doobe honge aur pareshan hal honge, and will be crying through shame and embarrassment, that eye will be taking the pleasure of the vision of its Lord Allah azza wa jal. Think about it this way. Very simple maths, very simple analysis. You go home, the television is on, or you walk down the street, or wherever you are, whether in your phone, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. The opportunity comes to look at the wrong thing. Ek moka hai galat cheez ko dekhne ka, bad nigahi karne ka. You can't resist the opportunity. Aap dekh lete hain. The angel immediately writes down on the 13th of November 2014, at this time, at this place, this person looked at the wrong thing. How much pleasure did we get out of looking at that wrong thing? 10 seconds, 5 seconds, walking down the street, 3 seconds. For the rest of eternity, that entry in your book of deeds will remain. Aur qiyamat ke din, wo naam-e-amal aapke haath mein diya jayega ki ise padh ke sunao. And it will remain there forever. The pleasure only lasted 3 seconds or 10 seconds. Of the movie that you watched lasted 2 hours at maximum. But for the rest of eternity till the day of Qiyamah, that has remained in your book of deeds. Let's take the same opportunity You saw the opportunity to look at something. But for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure and raza of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you lowered your gaze in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You thought, my deeds are presented in the court of the best of creation. Mere amal aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki bargah mein pesh hone hain. Ab mere bad nigahi ko dekh kar mere aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par kya guzregi? Is soch se nazrein jhuka li. The angel writes it down. 13th of November. This time and this place, he had the opportunity. But for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, he protected his eyes. That entry will remain there till the day of judgment, Pyare Islami Bhaiyo. Wo aapke naamay amal mein likha rahega. Aur ho sakta hai ki wo ek entry aapki bakshish ka sabab ban jaye. That one entry might lead you into the Jannat. Or that one entry may lead you to the fire of hell. Listening to a bayan, listening to the Hadith Mubarakah, having that jazba now to protect our eyes is good. But how long will it last when we go back to our normal lives? The only way is to learn this skill, to learn this art of protecting your eyes. Aur hum ghar baithe seekh nahi sakte. We can't sit at home and do it. Ek hi tarika hai ke hum Daawat Islami ke madni kaflo ke musafir bane. Once you're in the Madani Kafla and you're in the environment of the masjid, you will see that Islamic brothers, when they're talking to each other, they don't look at one another, they look down. And people ask, what in the masjid? You're talking to an Islamic brother, why are you looking down? That is the training. If you can control your eyes in that environment, when you get out on the street, if you've made it a habit to look down, when you're out on the street, anything can walk down the other side, your eyes are fixed to the pavement. It's training. It's not going to happen overnight. Istamaat mein aate rahenge. And then, every night, if you ask yourself the question, you have to ask yourself, what have I done during the day? And if you take this, just imagine if every night somebody stopped you and said, what have you done with your eyes today? Have you protected your eyes today? What have you looked at? Every night, if somebody was to ask you that question, you were to relay in your mind all the bad things you looked at and did tawbah. And every night, you made an irada, a firm commitment to protect your eyes. After a week, the training would have shown some fruit. After a month, you'd become stronger. After a few months, alhamdulillah, you will have learnt this art. It's only going to come if we take this beautiful gift by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, this Madani Namat card. It is so beautiful that yakeen kare ek Islami bhai ka bayan hai, I was a bay namazi, somebody gave me this. Aur isko dekhne, or regularly dekhne se main 5 waqt ka namazi ban gaya. Ab, there are a lot of people with this habit of looking at the wrong things and they can't break out of it. But the way to break free of it is to look at this every night. The way to break free of it is to make sure that you travel in the Madni Kaflas every month. The way to break free of it is to make sure that you attend the weekly Ijtamaz. The way to break clear of it is this. We have a habit of sitting in front of the television for 2 hours, 3 hours. It's difficult to break. Aapko ek pyara nuskha deta hun. Jab dil kare TV ke aage baithne ka, Madni channel ke aage baith jaye. Yakeen kare Islami bhaiyon ka bayan hai ki I come home from work, I want to go to bed early, I put on Madni channel, and 3 hours later I'm still sat there learning something. You will fulfill that habit of sitting in front of the television, but while you are doing that, the angels will be writing good deeds in your book of deeds. That is the way. And when our children, ek environment, ek mahol ban jata hai gharon mein, ke Madni channel pe chalti hai patti, aur wo kehte hain ke sallu ala habib, to chote chote madni munne sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad gunguna rahe hote hain. Ek mahol hota hai ki jab wo patti chalti hai to chote chote madni munne mujhe apni aur sari duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai. Insha Allah azza wa jal, aur yakeen kare ke ghar ka samay badal jata hai.
تو انشاءاللہ عزوجل اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے ہم نے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرنی ہے. And we've got to learn this art by keeping close to the beautiful environment, the مدنی environment of دعوتِ اسلامی. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May you keep